Families are invited to saddle up on Preakness Day this Saturday as Prince George's County Executive Aisha Braveboy teams up with the Brian Westbrook Foundation to host a youth equestrian expo at Westbrook Horse Farm. It's going to feature live demonstrations, youth riders, and even horses playing basketball. I don't even know how that's going to happen.
Yeah, but I thought that was a typo.
Not just basketball, but also soccer, John.
That is so cool.
I've got so many questions.
Yes. Well, joining us live in studio are Prince George's County Executive Aisha Braveboy, also two-time Pro Bowl running back Brian Westbrook. This is very cool. Thank you both for coming in. I want to talk to you about football, obviously, and I've been watching you play since your Villanova days. I was a couple of years behind you, so we have that cool connection.
Wow,
but first,
wow.
County Executive, get us hyped for the Preakness.
Well, the Preakness really is here. We kicked it off last Sunday with a Toast to Preakness brunch. This week, we have a lot of events all across the county, including tomorrow evening at Cleopatra Wine and Vineyards. We will be having a Preakness celebration. And, of course, we'll be at Brian's Farm on Saturday morning. We're really excited about that. And we have several locations around the county that are actually showing Preakness, such as Hennessy Creek, as well as Arthur Wheeler Distillery on Saturday. So come out, buy local, share in the enjoyment with local businesses in Prince George's County, especially National Harbor. They're going all out. Huge Jumbotron where you can see the Preakness Stakes, and it's going to be exciting.
No, this seems so cool. I mean, for this whole PGC Preakness series that you have going on, talk about the horses and the history, too. Do a lot of people know about this?
I mean, I think people don't know that Prince George's County is the cradle of thoroughbred racing in the U.S. The first thoroughbred horses were brought to Prince George's County, specifically a farm in Prince George's County. It's the name is escaping me, of course, right now. But in Prince George's County in the late 1700s was the place where racing really began in the U.S. And now we know that there have been two Preakness, or really Triple Crown winners from Prince George's County, father and son.
Hey.
Yes, Gallant Fox in Omaha, 5 years apart. So Prince George's County is really excited about being able to show our history and show our future working with folks like Brian Westbrook.
Yeah, Brian, the floor is yours. Tell us about your foundation.
Well, our foundation truly is built on being able to empower and educate young people. We want to give them access to opportunity across the board. And sometimes it's going to operate in a situation where it's educational opportunities. We have agricultural data analytics classes and programs. We have athletic data analytics programs and classes. We have financial literacy. We have entrepreneurship. We have leadership classes. But our premier program really is our 36 Ways lesson program, as well as our Junior Horse Master program, which really goes out to try to teach community, to try to teach horsemanship and career development for our young people. And so many people think that, you know, you go to a farm and it's all about just riding horses. But just think about it. I kind of think of it as a basketball team. You have a basketball team, you have five players that are on the floor at the time, but you have a bunch of coaches, you have a bunch of trainers, you have people that sell tickets and marketing. And it's the same thing with the horses. And so not every kid may want to ride a horse. However, they may understand how to drive a tractor. They may understand the mechanic parts of driving the tractor and fixing tractors. They have the carpentry side. We have to fix fences every single day.
Wow.
We have the grass and all those other different things. So the horses are one element, but there are so many other opportunities for our young people to learn, for them to continue to grow and develop. And that's what it's truly all about. We want to make sure that our people in this county, in our area, have the opportunity to develop and grow.
Yeah.
And that's why this partnership with our county exec is so important, because she, you know, she believes in our people. She believes in building us up and developing us. And that's what we're all about, too, is the Brian Westbrook Foundation.
But you're all around sports guys, because you have football, you gave a basketball analogy.
Yes.
We're talking about horses here. How did you originally, you know, find the inspiration to work with horses, too, though?
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up in Fort Washington, Maryland. My horse farm is in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Played for the Eagles, and while I was playing, this is back in 2005 when I bought my farm, I came home, was hanging out with one of my friends, and we went for a trail ride.
Oh, wow.
And it was like the best 2 hours of my life. It decompressed me from playing football and the stress of that. And we went for a trail ride. And after I left there, I called my real estate agent and said, I want to buy a horse farm.
Wow.
Bad decision.
Mm.
Thought it was a great business move.
A lot of work.
Yes, a lot of work. And then you have to know something about horses, which at that point I did not. And so the gentleman that I bought it from, he was able to teach me almost everything about horses. I was there from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. every single night. And it allowed me to learn how to fix the tractors, how to take care of the horses, all the different fences, all the different things that we had to take care of on the farm. And it's been amazing. So we operated as a boarding facility for 12 years. And then right around 2017, I said, you know, we have to do more. My wife and I decided that we needed to impact the community in a different way. We wanted it to be an empowerment center for young people so they can come there and feel safe. They can feel empowered. They can learn. And all the different things that we're doing today is really a product of that.
Pretty cool.
County Executive Brave Boy, I assume you're a good Commanders fan like the rest of us.
I am.
How do you work with a division rival here? How does that work?
Well, for years in my household, my mother was the only Eagles fan. Yeah. So
Mama gave you permission.
Yes,
it's
Mama
okay.
said, you know, have this partnership.
Yeah. All right. So once again, all of our listeners who are just now tuning in, we are talking about the PGC Preakness events that you're going to be having and with the Youth Equestrian Expo. Once again, how can they get involved?
They can get involved by visiting our website, Prince George's County Government's website, and following us on social media. We have all of the activities on our website and on our social media.
Okay, and we didn't talk about the horses playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Can someone please explain this?
Please. I would like to understand
that.
Too.
One of the kids came up with this idea. And it's their ability to kick the ball. So they'll kick the ball around, and then they'll pick the ball up and actually put it in the basket. And so
that sounds adorable.
The kids love it. The horses, I think they love it. So it ought to be fun.
Oh, my God. We need Snoop Dogg to be doing the commentary.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Have
perfect.
You seen that one? Yeah, so
and Brian,
good.
You know, on the morning show here, we've also spoken to Clinton Portis and Marshall Falk. So you're the third standout running back to join us. We've, like, collected you guys here in the morning.
Those are two great running backs. Obviously, Marshall is absolutely amazing. Hall of Famer, and Clinton was great while he was here as well as in Denver. And so
you weren't so terrible yourself. I mean,
I think he was pretty good too.
Yeah, you were up there,
it all
man.
Worked out. Thank you.
So, well, thank you both.
We appreciate you.